We come now to our prayers, and we're going over to Jane in West Sussex for the prayers. Over to you, Jane.
Lord God, our loving Father, we begin our prayers this evening by thanking you that we are meeting once again, drawn together from all corners of the earth by a place that we love, and in the name of the one whom we love, that is Jesus Christ, your Son. Thank you for those who have worked hard, changed plans, and done all that was needed so that we could hold this service via Zoom. And we thank you, Lord, that the cantons have prevailed upon Bern to change their rules regarding entry into Switzerland, and that many people will now be able to proceed with their travel plans and arrive to celebrate Christmas in Verbier. We pray that you would protect Switzerland from rising infections, and that you would be with all those who are still facing uncertainty, cancellations, or disappointment because of COVID. We lift our fragile world to you, Lord, in these troubled times. We pray for all areas of conflict, thinking in particular this evening of the worsening situation in Ukraine and the fighting in Ethiopia. We pray for all those who have embarked upon perilous journeys of migration in the hope of a better and a safer life in a new country. Lord, help international authorities to show mercy and to work together for just outcomes for all refugees and migrants, putting an end to the terrible loss of life at sea in the Mediterranean and in the English Channel. We pause for a moment to lift our own different countries to you, Lord, praying for all leaders, that they might demonstrate compassion and integrity in government. We pray for Queen Elizabeth, the head of state and of the church in the UK, asking that you would keep her well and strong at her great age. We are so thankful for her, Lord, not least for her manifest and declared Christian faith, which undergirds all that she does and all that she is. We pray blessing onto her and her family this Christmas time. Lord God, in a moment's silence, we think now of all those whom we know who are sick, who are lonely, or who are facing difficulties in their lives. And we pray also for those who care for others and for everyone employed in health services. We remember with gratitude those whom we love who have died, and we pray for all who grieve, praying particularly this evening for Mike and Teresa and their daughter after the death of their son and brother last night. For all of these who grieve, Lord, we ask for your special gifts of comfort and of peace and of hope, even in the times of greatest darkness. Finally, Lord, we are so grateful for the English-speaking church here in Verbier, and we lift to you the coming season and all the chaplains who will visit to take services. We pray for them to have ease of travel, good health, fun and safety on the slopes, and for them to enjoy the opportunity of speaking and teaching in our little church. We ask that you'd bring new members to the church throughout the season, and that you would help all of us to reach out to the local community in love and with simple acts of kindness. We pray that we might be like-minded in our friendship and in our worship, and that we would, in humility and with grace, fulfill our first calling as the English-speaking church, which is to share the love of Jesus wherever and whenever we can. Amen.
Amen.
So gathering our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.